Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning. Good morning, Patriots. I'm so glad to see you this morning. I'm Melissa Redpill. We're going to have a great time today. I'm a little bit super excited. I know I'm always pretty excited. But something really cool happened this morning, and you guys have been praying. I really appreciate it. I'm going to get it started. I'm going to try not to be too disjointed this morning, but I wanted to share with you this wonderful report that we just got about Sally. If you guys know that Sally's been fighting cancer, and we got a really good report last time, but this one is even better. If you haven't seen it, go to freedomforce.live and you can see the cancer page, freedomforce.live, LIVE/cancer. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. I'm so excited. It says simple left renal cyst for which no further follow-up is recommended. What do you mean? I mean, this was, yeah, big time cancer, you know, supposed to be the whole gamut of all the bad things you ever hear about cancer. And it says no further follow-up. Absolutely amazing. I'm so, so excited. So thankful. I'm just so thankful we're living in the day where the truth is setting us free, and that we're not led around by the nose and being mistreated by these people. So just continue to pray. Thank you for praying for us and for all of this. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, so that I'm going to get that out of the way. And now that I've told you why I'm kind of going to be disjointed today, I just want you to be encouraged and in hope that if you get a bad diagnosis, just pray and the Lord will guide you into all truth and trust him to lead you. That's all I know to tell you. That's the whole point of the Great Awakening, is that we are not sheep anymore. We think for ourselves and we're led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. So yes, I'm so glad you're here today. We're going to have some popcorn. I have a feeling this gigantic bag of popcorn that we've seen President Trump have before, but it was just reposted by Dan Scavino on the 5th. That Wednesday he posted it, and a big bag. What is the biggest bag of popcorn that we all want? We want these people brought down. We want these people to be exposed before all the world. We want them to help be held to account for their crimes against humanity, for all of the world. And so I've got three cases of people of groups being called out for treason, not just people, groups. Three different groups. So this is pretty exciting. And I think that is what he was posting. What do you guys think? I think that's what it was. And so, I think he's talking about this Oxford comma popcorn. And you might not be familiar with Oxford comma. So I'm going to really try to focus. I'm going to try to help everybody understand all this. And because I've been researching this and I want to make sure that you guys are on top of it and you know what's going on that. But all the protectors in the CIA are gone. 30% have been removed. I need to find that post, because that's a very important post. I need to grab that real quick, because I was like, before I came on, I'm like, there's something else I want to show them. What is it? It's that 30% of the Intel community has been removed by Pulte. I talked about that the other day, but I want to show you proof of that and evidence of that. That's why he was there as the acting DNI to remove all these scoundrels, and they are no longer there to protect all these ones who have committed treason. Let's get out the popcorn. It's very, very exciting. All right, so the first one, though, I want to show you is where President Trump is saying the U.S. has massive amounts of munitions, especially of certain types. Additionally, large amounts are being manufactured and shipped to the U.S. as needed. Defense companies are building the largest number of plants and factories in our country's history. The leakers of these treasonous statements are being hunted down. Long-term jail sentences will be sought. President DJT. Boom. He's using the word all the time. Treason. He's not being shy to use the word treason. This is gigantic that he's using this word and going for long-term jail sentences. So I think that that's what the popcorn is about. What do you guys think? So that we don't have that person the named yet, but we do have this one named Frank Kendall. Frank Kendall. This guy is the one, he's actually retired. He's a Biden-era Air Force Secretary, Frank Kendall. He's the leaker behind the security capabilities of the new Air Force One, right? Remember that there were people coming out and saying, oh, the Air Force One doesn't have the capabilities that, and putting President Trump's life at risk. You know, that they say, oh, we need to go after it, you know. And so, yeah, this guy, Frank Kendall, was just had his security clearance removed. Now, that seems so crazy to you and me. He's retired. What in the world is he doing, have his security clearance? Well, that's what's been happening all these years. Once you get in, you have a security clearance for the rest of your life. And I think, was it Brennan who lost his security clearance? Different ones have lost their security clearance, and it just doesn't make sense to you and me, because when you leave a position, working for a company, you no longer have access to that company's data. It just doesn't seem right to us. But it does make sense if they are part of a cabal, that they really weren't employees like what we think of as employees. They were part of this criminal cabal to do evil in the world. And they had access to all this information to continue doing their nefarious deeds, whether they were, quote, employed or not. But yeah, so Frank Kendall's in trouble. He's in big trouble. And I'm very happy about that. Here's where Secretary of War Pete Hegseth revoked former Secretary of Air Force Frank Kendall's access to classified intel after he leaked classified information surrounding Air Force One's capabilities to the fake news. The Department of War says safeguarding classified information is a non-negotiable. Man, just so thankful that we are in this day. Just enjoy the show. Eat more popcorn. Those who violate this trust forfeit the privilege of access and any role requiring it. Of course, he shouldn't have his access, but he should also be prosecuted. And that's what President Trump is saying, that these people will be held to account. So that's very exciting. Now, we're going to get started now on Oxford comma. So don't forget to hit the like button right now, everybody. Hit the like button. Make sure that you are subscribed. Make sure your bell is rung. I'm going to be doing a special video this week following up on what's going on with this Sally's cancer. And so it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. I'm just, beside myself. Just, when you go through these types of things, you do these different tests and you see different results and you see the numbers coming down in the right direction. But, it's just, you still are just like shocked whenever you get a bad report. Anyway, whatever. I've told you I'm not going to get off sidetracked. I promise. I'm not going to. I'm done. Anyway, so just be prepared. I might do a special video this week. So make sure your bell is rung and make sure to always share our information. I hope to really give you good, hard-hitting information that will just keep you encouraged and knowing that this is the great day we've been waiting for. Humanity's been waiting for forever. Oh, just by the way, Colombia now has their new president. I mean, all the presidents of all the South America countries, the Latin American countries are almost all of them are Trump supporters now. So very exciting to watch the whole world joining together to fight the criminal cabal. That's if you have the eyes to see it, you can very well see it. So yeah, here's my website, freedomforce.live, or you can get to it from melissaredpill.com. Tons of research over there that I think you'd really enjoy, especially connecting biblical astronomy, how this is biblical end times. And so you can go here and see all the information. Check it out. My social media right there, really great information about health. Definitely check into that. Over 1,000 videos, and the audiobooks are there too. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. I've got some great verses to share with you. So let's get started. Here's Oxford comma. First of all, what is Oxford comma? It's such a weird, isn't that a weird name? What do you mean Oxford comma? And then they misspelled it. So this is this CIA operation, and they always think, I'm going to turn my air on. Okay, it's going to make the sound go out just for a second, but it'll be okay. Okay. All right. Hopefully everything's A-okay. Now, I just get too warm. Postmenopausal women. Okay, they always name their operations something really, really, you know, they name it something weird to just be like, we're the ones in control and we're the ones who stick it to the people. And they think that they, you know, are going to rise up and remove us, but they're not going to, you know, they always do some kind of braggadocious, prideful, you know, because they follow the enemy who is just filled with pride. They're always thinking it's so great to stick it to us. So Oxford comma, they're, you know, like, to be honest, I didn't know what this meant, but I'll tell you what Oxford comma is before I even tell you. You see the comma right there? Truth, comma, lies, comma, and leadership. It's where you choose to put the comma. If you put the comma after lies, between the word lies and the word and, then that's called an Oxford comma. Okay, whatever. It's, you know, and I don't normally use the Oxford comma because I'm like, okay, well, just a waste of time. I'm just going to skip it. But it's, you know, it's also their way of saying, and, you know, we're doing this, you know, like President Trump and the MAGA movement are doing something, comma, and this is what we're going to do. It's just their way of, you know, that we went to Oxford, we went to Harvard, we went to all these big schools, and we're the smart ones and everybody else is stupid. Well, maybe we were stupid. Maybe we were trusting. Maybe we were sheep before and we were, you know, trusting you, but not anymore. Not anymore. We don't trust you for nothing. And we are awake now and you're going down. And so that's what the Oxford comma is. Isn't that ridiculous? Here's where James Comey posted this post on November 2017. Check the actual cover of the book. I'm all about Oxford commas. This how snide and self-absorbed. It's more than I can take. Yeah, I've got the Oxford comma. Okay, you just need to go to prison just for that. Just because you're so ridiculous. And what's the word for it? Prideful, snide, self-absorbed, self-importance. You have had them up to absolute here. All right. So here is what just came out with this from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. The FBI came out with these documents. And so we're going to go through some of them. John Solomon has been bringing this out, and I've been sharing it over on the social media. So definitely follow me on the social media so that you can stay abreast of this. I don't know that they've been talking about this on the mainstream news because I really don't watch that much of it. But anyway, here is the first thing I want you to see on this one. It doesn't say on here who drafted this, but it says it was approved by David Archie. This is actually the closing communication. There are actually three different documents that were declassified. And so the first one is the notification document. This one doesn't show who approved it and who drafted it. So we don't have that on that one. But on this one, this is the one that's the opening document, and it was approved by James Baker and Priestap. And those are names that we have heard many times. They are the ones who initiated this as part of this coup against President Trump. This is all a part of the Crossfire Hurricane, but this one is specifically going after President about President Trump as being a Russian spy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So that tells you some names right there. Those were not blacked out. So on that one. And then this one here is the one we're going to read a little bit of the highlighted portions. It says on or about May 16th, 2017, using predetermined criteria established by the Crossfire Hurricane Investigation Team, the FBI opened a full investigation based on an articulable factual basis that reasonably indicated that President Trump may be or had been wittingly or unwittingly involved in activities for or on behalf of the government of the Russian Federation, which may have constituted violations of federal criminal law or threats to the national security of the United States. All right. So that's the basis of this from the very outset, that they are saying that it's an articulable, they can articulate this factual basis. It's not something, it's not something made up out of the thin air. Oh no, it's something that we can articulate, and it's something that's factual, which it's neither. But they, claimed so, and they feel that they can just put this on this FBI document and start an investigation on a sitting president with no articulable or factual basis at all. But they say they can because they say it is. Anyway, they looked, as we know, for 3 years or however long it was. It seemed like forever, talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. And there was nothing to it. They had to finally accept, agree that there was nothing to it. No there or there. And even at the beginning, remember, Peter Strzok said to Lisa Page, his girlfriend, that it was no there there. This whole thing was made up out of his own text. He admitted there was no there, there. There was nothing to it. This is treason. And this document right here is the smoking gun how they started this whole thing. That he was wittingly or unwittingly. Maybe he's just a fool and he was a stooge of the Russian Federation. And that may have constituted federal crimes or threats to the national security. Okay, so this is the original document. This is this Oxford comma. So the question is, what is he doing? He's already been fired. James Comey had already been fired at this point. What is he doing writing about Oxford commas? He knew about this document because, as I showed you with the first guy, Frank Kendall, they continue to keep their access. And even if President Trump removed his access to the classified documents, they still, because there's so many of their buddies up there, they have access to anything, but not anymore, because now the 30% of the intel community is gone, thanks to Bill Pulte. Thank you so much, Bill Pulte, for removing these people. So they no longer have their in. They're just like us. I don't have access to classified documents. They're just like regular people now. There you go. And so, but not back in the day when this was happening. He had already been fired, but he had access to these classified documents. All right. So then it says here, let's see if I go back to this document, this one. The acting on May 17th, 2017, the acting attorney general appointed the special counsel and authorized him to conduct the investigation confirmed by then FBI Director James Comey in testimony on March 2017 regarding Russian government efforts to interfere with the 2016 U.S. presidential election, right? That's what we were told. And so that's what James Comey said. So whatever James Comey says, it must be true. So they have to have a special counsel because James Comey said that President Trump had said that there was an effort to interfere with the 2016 presidential election by the Russian government. And these, including any links or coordination between the Russian government and the Trump campaign, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation, and any other matters with the scope of blah, blah, blah. All right. So I want you to see that. This is what Oxford comma is about, is their bogus investigation of President Trump as a Russian agent being involved in the 2016 campaign. All right. So let me see if there's anything else I wanted to read for you on this one. This one's a six pager. This is the one that I was just reading to you. And so you can have, They have this on the whitehouse.gov, so you can download this for yourself. And I have shared that over on my social media. Okay. And then also in May 2016, a named member of the Trump campaign indicated he was knowledgeable that the Russians made a suggestion to the Trump team that the Russians could assist in the Trump campaign with an anonymous release of information during the campaign damaging to the Clinton campaign. The truth is, it's the opposite. It was the Clintons who were saying they were going to call out President Trump as involved in Russia, this whole thing. It was not the other way around. It was the Clinton campaign who were trying to say that President Trump was working for the Russians, not. Yeah. So this is, they always think mirror. The very thing that they're doing is what they are guilty of. All right. So I want you to see that. Now, there is a woman. Her name is Svetlana Lakhova. And so I want you to hear what she has to say. It's a 4-minute video, but it's very important. Her name has been dragged into this. And so she's very much wanting to clear her good name and to expose what the truth is about it. So I really think she is a great person to follow. I'll make sure that you have the link so you can follow what she has to say as we go through, and this is going to get to be bigger news. It'll be front page. So check this out.
Intelligence Community Assessment, ICA, how Obama weaponized the intelligence community against Donald Trump. January 6, 2017, just 14 days before Donald Trump would take the oath of office, the United States intelligence community released its official assessment on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The document was clear in its conclusion. Russian President Vladimir Putin had ordered an intelligence and influence campaign to help Donald Trump win and to damage Hillary Clinton. It carried the full weight of the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA. The ICA was presented to the American people as a definitive judgment of the nation's intelligence professionals. But this was no ordinary intelligence product. Outgoing President Barack Obama had personally ordered its creation on December 9, 2016, after Donald Trump's victory was already secured. It was a high-profile assessment directed from the top, produced by a small team of analysts under tight deadlines.
You see the names there? This was set up by Obama before he left office. They were not able to stop it. And remember when President Trump talked about how long it took for him to become, to get all this worked out? They basically agreed to that he won, and then they let him take the oath, but they figured, well, they would be able to defeat him from using the intelligence community to stop President Trump. And as we very well saw, they tried anything and everything to do so. And so all these people in the White House counsel, Eggleston, the DNI, James Clapper, the FBI director McCabe, CIA director Brennan, all these, the NSA legit, I mean, they were all had their sights aimed at President Trump. Amazing. Amazing that this didn't, it came to nothing. It's really a miracle.
An unusual political pressure. What the public didn't know, what was deliberately kept from the view, was that outgoing President Obama had been briefed 5 months earlier in August 2016 on intelligence that the Hillary Clinton campaign itself was behind the effort to tie Donald Trump to Russia. CIA Director John Brennan had walked into the White House and informed President Obama that foreign intelligence services, including the Russians, the Dutch, and others, were aware, because they intercepted, a plan approved at the highest levels of the Clinton campaign to manufacture a scandal linking Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin. It was a political dirty trick designed to distract from Clinton's own vulnerabilities. Yet rather than investigate that intelligence, the Obama administration chose a different path. They used the authority of the presidency and the credibility of the intelligence community to launder that same narrative into official government doctrine. The ICA, the intelligence community assessment, became the foundation for the claim that Donald Trump's election was illegitimate, tainted by a foreign power. It justified the appointment of a special counsel, endless congressional investigations, and immediate firestorm that consumed the first years of the Trump presidency. This was nothing to do with protecting America or American democracy. It was about using the most trusted institutions in the U.S. government to delegitimize an election that the political establishment refused to accept. The authority of the president, the reputation of the intelligence community, both were weaponized to sell a deception and to undermine a duly elected president of the United States.
Treason.
Before he even entered the White House. Over the course of the series, we will examine the intelligence community assessment in detail. We will look at the documents, the briefings, the dissents that were suppressed, and the timeline that reveals how this operation was constructed. Because understanding how they did it, how they turned intelligence into a political weapon, is essential to understanding what happened to the United States and why it must never happen again. Please follow and subscribe for the next story.
There you go. Thank you, Svetlana. And I just hope her name is cleared very, very quickly. So I appreciate, you know, her doing, you know, helping to get the truth out about this. So here it is. She is, it's called Real S. Lokova. Real S. Lokhova. All right. So I want to read a little bit of this to you that she had posted. Yeah, it's kind of long, but I think it's very important. Okay, and I really appreciate that she's a believer. She said, she quoted, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known." How about that? I'm telling you, I've heard more scripture quoted in these past few years than I have ever before, and it's really exciting to see people realizing that, you know, the truth is coming out. And this is basically that's the wonderful news about end times. It's the end times for these people. The truth's coming out about them. That's the revelation. It's the revealing of how these people run their evil schemes using these intel communities. And not only the CIA, but the FBI and the NSA and all the rest of them. All right, so I opened both of my books, she said, with that verse. On July 30th, 2026, President Trump proved it again, declassifying this file almost no one knew existed. Oxford comma, the one that, you know, who knew that you just thought stupid, you know, Comey was just being, you know, a blowhard when he talked about Oxford comma. But he was talking about this. It was a wink and a nod to those in the intelligence community about this operation, and that he was saying, go, 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 attack President Trump. The code name spelled Oxford, misspelled O-X-F-E-R-D, comma, again with this prideful. Anyway, this case, HQ-216-7885, a full counterintelligence investigation for the sitting president of the United States, captioned under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, Russia. The memos were marked declassify on 2042, 1231, and 2043, meaning they were scheduled to stay hidden for a quarter of a century. That's always the way they do it. Like with JFK, all these documents have to be hidden for 50 years, or 20, in this case, 25 years. Read the date, the dates the way the paper gives them, because paper does not lie the way people do. On May 9th, 2017, President Trump fired James Comey. Remember this? And then he was going to get him back. He was going to get him back. Then on May 16th, Acting Director Andrew McCabe walked into Rod Rosenstein's office and personally notified him that the Bureau had opened a full investigation of the president as a possible Russian agent, wittingly or unwittingly, the same formula John Brennan recited to Congress under the oath that very same month. So McCabe, the FBI director, told Rod Rosenstein, who was the DOJ, that President Trump was under investigation, approved on the face of the document by Comey's general counsel, James Baker, and Comey's counterintelligence bill Priestap. That's what I just pointed out to you. Baker and Priestap had signed off on this, right? May 17th, Rosenstein appoints Mueller, and Obama had been out of office for 116 days, but his men had not. His goons, his bad guys, his bad CIA intel community operatives were still there. So he's still running the show as a shadow government. He's running the intel community. So now read the predicate. In the Bureau's own words, predetermined criteria set forth by the Crossfire Hurricane investigative team. That's what I just read to you. The evidence bullets, the same May 6, 2016 barroom suggestion of a suggestion that opened the fake Crossfire Hurricane investigation 10 months earlier. A CNN interview about the GOP platform and an open source information about real estate ties dating back to the 1980s, garnished with a 2008 quote from his son. I mean, the whole thing is just lies and innuendo and hearsay and suggestions and all that type of thing. So yeah, this is what it was based on. 10 months of investigation, a FISA warrant, right? I can't remember the name of it now. Anyway, if informants wired into the campaign and to open on the president himself, they could cite none of it because none of it had produced anything. We went over this. Really, that's why he deserves his first term back, because the first term, they hamstrung him. They wasted all of his time because of this Russia investigation. And then the second part of it, they you know, messed up with the COVID. I mean, the attacks were incessant to try to prevent him from getting anything done. Ask the question every honest agent asked privately. Who opens a file on a president with a rumor and a television clip? Men who know there's nothing and they need a shield. The second stated goal names the shield, whether the president obstructed or conspired to obstruct. The evidence for that? Comey's own memos and a television interview. Well, Comey said it. He wrote it down on a memo. That means it must be true. This is why he was fired. Comey testified he leaked those memos through a friend for the stated purpose of triggering the special counsel. He had to admit that yeah, I put this memo out there and I make sure to get it in the right hands, so that this would trigger a special counsel investigation. Could you do that? Who could do that? Only someone who is on the inside and working really at the direction of the former sitting president, you know, Obama. And really, the only one who can do that are those who truly run the government. They truly had run the government, the cabal run government. The memo reached the New York Times on May 16th. The EC quoted the memos dated May 16th. The special counsel arrived May 17th. I mean, no fooling around. We're getting this done. This is important. We've got to get on this because, you know, President Trump's a Russian agent. One engine, three moving parts, 24 hours. I know this machine personally. This is Svetlana saying this. The same bureau that leaked lies about me for years, that I'm a Russian spy who had an affair with President Trump's national security advisor, now did the same to President Trump himself. The goal was to have President Trump investigated by special counsel Mueller, an Obama loyalist. 3 days later, after McCabe opened the investigation, oh, and remember, supposedly Mueller isn't he like they're saying, oh, he's got dementia now? How convenient that is, right? Anyway, 3 days later, after McCabe opened the investigation of President Trump, May 19th, 2017, the lead investigator, Peter Strzok, texted the truth to his girlfriend, Lisa Page. There's no big there. There's no there. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all made up. Yeah, I love those text messages coming out. Almost as good as the diary of Fauci. And what other thing came out? Something else came out. His phone. We're going to get to Fauci in just a second. That's another person being brought up on treason, or will be. All right. Anyway, so it says, let's see. The ending is on the last page of the release, April 8th, 2019, closing status, administrative closing. 23 months, no charges on the caption. The conspiracy never located. There you go. The last page of the release. Let me see if this is April 8th, 2019. Is this one? Yeah, April 8th, 2019. It's they talk about the predicate. What was the reason? Closing. Basically, nothing to it. Case closed. Yeah. The special counsel. The report was delivered March 22, 2019. The captioned investigation is being closed with closing status, administrative closing. Right there. There you go. It's closed because we couldn't find anything and we couldn't keep going on it because it was actually ending up, you know, worse for us than the more we went on and on and on about it. We'll do something else. We'll go do COVID. All right. So now we move to something else. All right. That's what happened. It finished on April 8th, 2019. After all those years, the closing document even recites the origin. My book reconstructs hour by hour. Crossfire Hurricane opened July 31st, 2016, based on information provided by Legat London, the Downer memo, the two-page fantasy that carried a presidency away. Totally, you know, just made up memo. This is the Obama machine. My book documents from its first page, built in his White House in July 2016, insured in August, cashed by his holdovers in May 2017, and shielded by Mueller, hidden until 2026. Now, here we are, finally getting the truth exposed, declassified. We've been wanting this declassification, and we're finally getting this declassification. Nothing hidden that shall not be known. The release lands while federal prosecutors in Fort Pierce run a grand jury into Obama's conspiracy with subpoenas out to Brennan and Comey. The American people are watching, and so am I. So that's very, very exciting. Okay, I made sure that over on the chat I had shared the link. So make sure if my wonderful moderators, please make sure that gets into the comment section, so anyone who watches after can grab that too. But anyway, so very, very exciting. And this is follow me over on Melissa Redpill on X, and you'll catch some of these posts also. Now, she also posted this. On Wednesday, Obama ordered surveillance of the Trump campaign. Comey and McCabe did it using the FISA, right? The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Thank you. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They could not claim back that Donald Trump himself is an agent of Russia. So they surveilled the campaign through getting a FISA on a former junior advisor, Carter Page. They codenamed Carter Dragon. Oh, he's a dragon. Me a break. He's just a junior advisor. Come on, poor Carter Page. He's really taking it on the chin. Mitch is a CIA operative, Steph Halper, who recorded Page and tried to set him up by inviting Russians, who Page didn't even know, to Cambridge University in England, from which the Russiagate operation was run. And they misspelled Cambridge deliberately. Of course they did. Just like they misspelled Oxford, O-X-F-E-R-D, they misspelled Cambridge. Just like they misspelled Comey to be corny, they do that so it's easy for them to find when they're searching. And also it's a tell to the people, hey, this is one of our sting operations. These people, I'm telling you, symbolism is their downfall. So look how they spelled it. I mean, you got to work hard to misspell Cambridge like this. Let me see if I can open. Yeah. Can you see this? Look how they misspell Cambridge. A-C-M Bridge. Really? Really? Who can misspell Cambridge? A-C-M B-R-I-D-G-E. You got to be a really bad speller. Anyway, so it says there was a line where Mitch asked Dragon, Carter Page, to help him invite Sechin to Cambridge. Dragon advised his attorneys would be wary of such an act. He outright denied knowing DeVakin. There you go. There you go. He didn't know him. He's not a Russian agent. The whole thing was a setup. The whole thing was a sting operation. Okay, so here it is on October 18th, 2016. Guess what? The DOJ still hasn't moved Dragon FISA past DAG. So there you go. All this evidence is coming out that they run this intelligence community to protect the criminals and to railroad someone who's innocent, like President Trump, like Carter Page. You just using Carter Page for this evil. So I want you to see this. I'll make sure that you have access. Here's the link to this one right here. I'll pop that into the chat so you have that one too. So there you go. Just want to make sure that you guys are staying up on all this. The CIA has been dirty. But again, I got to go find that 30% one. It's not dirty anymore. When those people were gone, it's the house cleaning. That was the house cleaning we've been talking about for all these years. So here's the one that is the, I'm just posting this one. This is the, I'll just call it Cambridge. I'll just spell it right. You'll never be able to remember how to misspell Cambridge like that. All right, so let me do this super quick while I'm here. Let me see if I can get this pulled. I can see if 30%. So you have access to that too, because this is the reason it's taken so long. We had to get this house cleaning. It was talking about how important it is, because then you can actually, you know, we can do this declassification and they won't be protected. When you've got all these bad guys in there, then we couldn't move forward until they were. I can think. Pulte, he stepped down, and then Jay Clayton was brought in. Here we go. Here's one. Oh, this was the one. I'll just say round five. Let me do it this way. I'll show you this link and have it. Open five. Do it this way. Yeah, great news. Bill Pulte said, in addition to the historic declassifications by the president, we are this morning executing a fifth and near final round of terminations, an approximately 30% staff reduction from weeks ago. The intelligence community must protect the American people, not the political whims of the bloated and corrupt elite class. That's the whole point of Oxford comma, is that they were using this to protect the corrupt elite class. And that can't happen anymore. So this was round five of the firings, and now 30% are gone. Very, very exciting, and enabling us to move forward with the D class and exposing what they did and holding them to an account. So who's excited? Popcorn. Popcorn time. Okay, so let's see here. I think there's some things. Oh, yeah, here's the one. It was just on my, there's no big there. Strzok had already texted no big there. Carter Page was a CIA asset. Their own lead agent wanted off the case because it was such a joke. Yeah. And then Rod. Okay, so let me tell you something real quick about Rod Rosenstein. He knew the real reason Comey got fired, the Clinton email violations. Of course. Comey said, oh, no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. That's why we're not going to hold Clinton accountable. No, they wouldn't bring such a case because Clinton's on the inside. No one would bring a case like this. There's no reason for me to try to prosecute this because no one's going to move forward with this. Because basically what he was admitting was the whole thing was so crime-ridden, no one would actually prosecute this woman. Finally, now, since they're cleaned out, now we can. And see, he greenlit the whole thing so they could force Mueller in. All right. But I wanted you to say one other quick thing. There is a patriot who says that Rod Rosenstein is a white hat and that he was working with President Trump on this. I don't know. There may be. We'll watch and see. It's hard to know who's the white hats and who are the dark hats. If there were some that were good. All right. Now, super important is that Joe DeGeneva is now the one leading the investigation on Oxford comma. Did you guys know that? This is Joe DeGeneva, and we have several posts. And thank you, Stormy Joe, for bringing this out. If you guys aren't familiar with True Stormy Joe and Paul Fleuret, Fleuret, over on X, definitely follow them. They're awesome. But yeah, so here are the posts. This is Joe DeGeneva right here. He is, he's talked about Mike Rogers being such an amazing patriot because he was exposing to President Trump what they were using the intel community to spy on his campaign. Remember that? So here's what Joe DeGeneva posted. And on the board. This is post number 2230. It says, this is a quote from Joe DeGeneva. As I've been saying, 2 years, there's been a brazen plot to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton in the email case. And then if she had lost, to frame Donald Trump. And that is exactly what these texts are about. Whether or not Peter Strzok or Lisa Page and others are indicted is certainly a question people can debate. But let me just say, there's a grand jury. Anyway, there's a grand jury. Sorry, I don't have the rest of that post. Those who made up bogus charges on President Trump, and now he's investigating those who put this bogus charges up on Trump, and now the tables have turned. Awesome. So Joe DeGeneva said, Justice Department appointed conservative Trump ally Joe DeGeneva to formally take over the criminal investigation into Brennan. And Brennan, along with all these other ones, because it one leads to 20 or 50 more. Okay. He said there is a hero in this entire story. His name is Admiral Rogers. Yeah. He knew what Obama, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Strzok, and Page were doing to take down a sitting president, and he knew it was treason. So thank you for that. J- Joe DiGenova is a true patriot. And so that's who he's talked about. When you look on the board, it says Joe D is talking about Joe DiGenova. Listen very carefully to statements made by Joe DiGenova. And he's also talking about Mike Rogers. All right. So then CC before D, C before D, maybe I don't know if potentially that could mean you've got to get, before you can get the D class, you've got to get these people removed. The intelligence community has to be removed. So a month of August is traditionally a very hot month. Here we are in August. It's August 8th, 2026, and it is hot right now for all these people being removed, and therefore you can get this D class. It appears that we're watching this very thing happen that we've been told about since 2019. Post 3570 was posted in August 1, 2019. We were hoping it was then. I know if you were around at that time, you were hoping it was then too. But it's now. Okay, so here's what it says. If you do just a simple search online for what's special U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova doing, it says he's leading a Department of Justice investigation into the origins of the FBI's, quote, Oxford comma probe, which was a secret 2017 counterintelligence investigation into President Trump following the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Investigation scope is that DiGenova is examining whether former federal officials, including CIA Director John Brennan and former FBI Director James Comey, committed crimes by opening this Oxford comma case under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And this is just one of many. We got to start somewhere. They've done this over and over and over, but this time to a sitting president and to someone who was running this operation, a sting operation against them. He put himself right out there for them. He knew they would do this to him. And he allowed it to bring them down. That's what this is all about. And for the whole world to see it, everybody knows all what they have done to try to destroy him and his presidency. Illegally installed president, by all accounts, chosen by the American people. The legal argument advocates like John Solomon argue that opening the investigation constitutes an overt act in a criminal conspiracy to violate Trump's civil liberties, potentially serving as grounds for obstruction of justice charges, or maybe even treason. The procedural hurdles. Oh, check this out. The inquiry faces challenges as Senate leaders John Thune and Tom Cotton. Remember I've told you before, I'm like, I don't trust Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton, they look like, the Lily White, as pure as the driven snow. Tom Cotton and John Thune are reportedly blocking the release of transcripts from Brennan's interviews with the Senate Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. There you go. I got something else to show you about somebody else who's blocking it, too, as in Todd Blanche. That's concerning to me. This thing, I can't figure out. It's impossible to figure out. I continually remember President Trump says, trust Trump, trust the plan. And I'm just going to do that because I can't figure any of this stuff out. It seems like it's like that guy can't be bad, too. I don't know. Anyway, the case is being handled by a grand jury in Fort Pierce, Florida, overseen by Eileen Cannon, with Joe DiGenova appointed as counselor to the attorney general to lead the effort. All right. So I want you to see that. So thank you, Joe DiGenova. Good guy. He's been talked to about on the board as being a good guy. So trust him. So here is what John Solomon brought out about John Thune and Tom Cotton. Check this out.
We published some new excerpts from Anthony Fauci's diary. They show that while he was telling Congress the death rate was 1-2% of the people who got COVID, he was telling his diary was probably
multiple, certainly spreader, sent it for or asymptomatic infection.
Oh my goodness.
It is to get their arms around.
You can't tell me that that's not the right post. Hang on.
0.1%, which is what the normal flu is giving Congress. Go check that out at justinnews.com. All right.
SARS was also a...
Oh my goodness. Okay, sorry, you guys. I think I pulled the wrong post. Bottom line, John Solomon said that John Thune and Tom Cotton are blocking the DOJ from obtaining Brennan transcripts, and Todd Blanche has failed to force their release. I don't know. They're still, even though they've got 30% of the intelligence community gone. Thank you to Bill Pulte for removing these people. We still have blockers. And President Trump just said yesterday, I think it was, he says, I'm a great blocker. If any, they try to put any of these, pass a bill, he'll veto it, send it right on back. It's not happening. So he's a great blocker. But it looks like, you know, John Thune and Tom Cotton are some of the few that are left to try to block some of these documents from coming out. And that tells you right there, I mean, the whole, it's just been dirty from top to bottom, every which way. All right, I'm going to see if I can find that clip from John Solomon. Sorry about that, you guys. But bottom line, that's what he was saying. All right, now, okay, so that's basically everything that I have for you on the Oxford comma. But before I go on, let me just, I've got something else I want to show you. Let me just see if I can grab Tom Cotton. Let me see if I can grab the right link.
Gotta go back to being a reporter.
Okay, I think I've got it. I think I've got it right here. Hang on. I think I've got the right. Let me just working on the fly here. Come on, you can do it. Oh, it says it's too big. Of course it's too big. Okay, here we go. Just gonna try it this way. All right, so try it this way. Bear with me. Stand by, everybody. Just entertain yourselves. I'm gonna get this for you. All right. Do it. Sitting there, it's spinning just a little bit. Almost there. 95%. Okay, here we go. I think this is the right clip.
Back to being a reporter for a second. I do not know this information from anything I've gained in government. I can tell you with 100% certainty that Republicans are obstructing the investigation into weaponization. There are two Republicans I can name by name, Senator John Thune and Senator Tom Cotton. They have refused for months, 4 months now. The first request came in late January, early February. They are refusing thus far to provide to Joe DiGenova, to the prosecutors in Florida, to the Miami U.S. Attorney, to the Justice Department, the transcripts of John Brennan's interviews with the Senate Intelligence Committee. They have refused to do so. I'm going to call out a third name because I don't understand the Justice Department's behavior. When a body that's separate of the executive branch doesn't comply, every other time in American history, go back to Iran-Contra, go back to Watergate, the Justice Department subpoenas the Congress. For some reason, the acting attorney general, who wants to be the permanent attorney general, has not authorized a subpoena to the United States Senate to get those documents. Those documents will allow the prosecutors in Miami to decide whether the charges are warranted against John Brennan. The idea that Republican senators will not cooperate with the Republican administration is ridiculous politically, but it's illegal. It's obstruction. There ought to be a grand jury subpoena sitting in the Senate clerk's office, and there ought to be a court case yesterday compelling this because the Justice Department has been delayed by 8 months by two Republican senators who have the responsibility and the ability to deliver this. You want to get to the grand conspiracy case, you need the missing evidence, and the Senate possesses it. And as of this date, I can find no evidence they've turned it over, and there is no grand jury subpoena because the clerk of the Senate would have to report it publicly. I just checked the congressional record again today. So Todd Blanche, Tom Cotton, John Thune, you got some explaining to do to the War Room posse. I'm going to go back to big.
There you go. Thank you, John Solomon. And don't forget, when you go on the board and you see JS, that's talking about John Solomon, that he is a true patriot. He's doing everything he can to help us understand what's going on. I had no idea that Todd Blanche was not making sure to get these documents, that you know, he has the power to get these documents that are the smoking gun against John Brennan. And it appears that he's not doing it. And it really shocks the senses to see that, yes, there's 30% of the intelligence community that was, you know, dirty. But then if you've got the acting attorney general, and you've got now, you know, the Senate majority leader, Tom Thune, John Thune, and then Tom Cotton, another high ranking senator. This is madness. It tells you that the whole thing is just dirty from top to bottom. And it's really frustrating. I mean, you can have a few good ones in there, but when there's so many blockers preventing the truth from coming out. And what it tells you is that these people are either they're blackmailed, controlled, in on it. It's hard to know. But, you know, I really appreciate John Solomon helping us to understand what's going on. So, did you guys know about that? It shocks the senses, doesn't it? All right. So we've talked about the treason and all this coming out with the Oxford comma and all of that. We've talked about this Frank Kendall being exposed that he was sharing classified information, which is treason. We've talked about, you know, President Trump wanting to get to the bottom of who had caused the information to come out about the munitions, and that he's pushing for them to get charged on treason. Well, now we've got our buddy Fauci. This is the one I want you guys to see about Fauci taking the Fifth Amendment and saying he couldn't give information. Well, they're saying that he has to do that, or they can pierce his immunity agreement, his pardon, if he does not give this information. And so he can't have his cake and eat it too. He can't have it both ways. And so here's where Josh Hawley is explaining this legally. But before you listen to this, I want you to think about this. Treason cannot be pardoned. He cannot get a pardon for treason. And if when he gives this information, it shows that he's guilty of treason, that would tell you why he's pleading the Fifth. Does that make sense, you guys? He's pleading the Fifth because he knows he's guilty of crimes that surpass his pardon. That's the problem. He's caught between a rock and a hard place because he knows he'll lose his pardon if he doesn't tell the truth. But he also knows that if he does tell the truth, then his pardon is not worth the paper it's written on. Anyway, so listen to what Josh Hawley has to say, but also with the understanding that his crimes are, you know, not just vanilla bad crimes. These are, you know, shocking crimes against humanity. Okay, check it out.
Application of the Fifth Amendment, because as the lawyers in the room decided not to answer, the reason I asked those questions was precisely to test the good faith nature of his invocation of the Fifth Amendment, because as the lawyers in the room will know, the invocation of the Fifth Amendment, particularly in a context where immunity has already been obtained, Dr. Fauci has full immunity, he has a full and unconditional pardon for a period of some 11 years. In that context, the assertion of a Fifth Amendment privilege only adheres to those instances where the witness has a reasonable fear of future prosecution, and it must be tailored to any such fear. And the fact
I think he is afraid that he could be prosecuted. I mean, I want you to hear the rest of what Josh Hawley is saying, but he does have a reasonable fear that he could be prosecuted. And that's why he's not answering the questions, not just to protect these other people, but to protect himself.
The fact that he wouldn't answer questions about the tie he was wearing or the color of the carpet or the day of the week. Senator Paul asked him about, did he have a folder in front of him? He wouldn't answer that. Betrays the fact that his invocation of the Fifth Amendment wasn't tailored to anything. It was a predetermined, premeditated design to evade this committee's questions on any subject, including emphatically those for which he has a pardon. And the United States Supreme Court has been clear for over a century, dating back to 1896, that when a witness has received immunity, he may not stand upon his privilege. And multiple courts of appeals from the United States, including the United States Supreme Court in the Castigar case, has says that, I'm going to quote now, a witness must reasonably believe that his statements could be used in criminal prosecution or could lead to other evidence that might be so used. The court has also said that the danger must be real and appreciable. It must not be one of imaginary and unsubstantial character. All that to say that I think it's pretty clear, given Dr. Fauci's 111 invocations of the Fifth Amendment, including the questions that he had could have no fear of prosecution on. He's not going to get prosecuted for the color of his tie. shows that he had no interest and no intention of answering any of our questions. And that is an abuse of the privilege. There's no privilege for any of that. And I think there was no good faith attempt to invoke.
Mr. Chairman, I really need.
All right. So the other thing I want to show.
Decided not to answer.
I want to show you guys also is that Rand Paul came up. They held him in contempt this week. Okay, I want to make sure that you guys saw that too. Here it says Rand Paul officially moved to hold Dr. Fauci in contempt of Congress. We're voting on whether a witness who has received the benefits of a sweeping pardon can be ordered to answer questions and defy the order without consequences. More than 100 times he refused. The chair ruled that Fauci's assertion of the Fifth Amendment was unsupported in light of the pardon and opening testimony. The chair directed Fauci to answer. He refused again. So they did hold him in contempt. I hold him in contempt. I know you do. So the point is, as Holly was saying, though, he has to have a reasonable concern about being held, and he has a pardon. So why would he? Well, there and what Josh Hawley did not bring up, which I kind of wish he had, is that there are crimes that surpass a pardon, that you cannot be pardoned for crimes against humanity. So that tells you, you know, why he's not saying a word. Now, his wife, or, you know, the FDA director, you saw that she was flipping everybody off. I don't think she's flipping off the American people. I think she's flipping off the people in the into the cabal who are throwing Fauci under the bus. That the whole point of being in the cabal is that you do the crimes and then you get away scot-free. The whole point is you're protected. That's the whole reason that you're saying, I'm going to do all these crimes and join in league with you, because then I get a get out of jail free card, and I'm covered, and the media protects me, and I'm protected by everybody. And so she's flipping them off. She's flipping them off. I don't think she's flipping off the American people. They should be flipping everybody off, but they're mad because they're no longer protected. And that's the whole game. The game is that you do the crime and you get away with it. That's the whole point of joining, you know, that you take the mark of the beast, you join in league with them, because then you don't have to worry about being prosecuted. But yeah, he's being, exposed before all the world, and they're mad, but they really are all caught between a rock and a hard place. And that's the genius of President Trump. Really, really is. So I want you to see that. And you also saw, I think I showed you the other day, of David Morin's, that he's been charged with conspiracy to hide the origins of the COVID leak from a Chinese lab. So that tells you all these people are getting exposed and are being prosecuted. And that's calls for more popcorn. A big old popcorn. So not only in the medical community, but all with this, mainly the two ways that they attacked President Trump. One is with the Crossfire Hurricane, and one with the COVID. That they did everything they could to stop President Trump, and he, the whole time that he was allowing them to attack him, it was so he could get to this day, in 2026, this August, hot month of 2026, to bring them down. All right, so let's talk about the wonderful passages in God's Word where it talks about these evildoers being brought down. Look, I love this. I love me some Habakkuk. I just love it. Look at the proud. The proud, prideful, thinking they can get away with murder, literally murder and lies and corruption. I mean, if anything, these people, that's who they are. They're prideful. They don't believe that they have to obey the Lord at all. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves. Their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. Wealth is treacherous, and the arrogant are never at rest. I want you to remember that. You can lay your head on the pillow and sleep peacefully at night because you know that you are honoring the Lord. There's no peace and peaceful sleep like that. Knowing that you're walking with the Lord and He is happy with you, that's the most peaceful sleep you can possibly have. But not for them. They can't have a moment's rest. Any of them. Comey, Brennan, Strzok, Page. None of them. You read their text messages. I can't. This is too stressful. Whatever. Yeah. And I'm sure it's even worse now. You'll never have a moment's peace. Again. The arrogant are never at rest. They open their mouths as wide as the grave, and like death, they are never satisfied. Never satisfied. If anybody opened their mouth as wide as the grave, that is Fauci. He opened his mouth and people dropped into the grave. I know someone I was just talking to yesterday who took that jab. I'm telling you, she almost bled to death because of the jab. He realizes that now. So many people have been sick because of this jab. Here he's opened his mouth as wide as the grave, and by like death, he was never satisfied. These people have committed crime after crime after crime after crime, and they're never, ever satisfied. In their greed, they've gathered up many nations and swallowed many peoples. They do not care about the evil that they've done, they've perpetrated on these other people. They don't care. All they care about is themselves. It shocks the system. It shocks your heart. You cannot imagine the evil of these people, that they would just say something and let and knowingly harm people all over the world, and care and want to have our country taken over and let the world fall to the communists and have a whole world be this gigantic hellhole. It shocks the system. It really does. They know full well what they're trying to do to bring America down, try to swallow up America. But soon their captives will taunt them. They will mock them, saying, "What sorrow awaits you thieves. Now you will get what you deserve." We have been their captives. This is talking about us. We've been their captives, and we are taunting them. "You're going to prison, Fauci. You're going to pay for your crimes, Comey. You're going to be exposed before all the world, Brennan and Obama and Clapper and Strzok and Page and the 30% of the intel community and King Charles and Soros and Bill Gates and on and on and on. All of you. Now you'll get what you deserve. You've become rich by extortion, by lies and greed and just twisting the truth, extorting people. How much longer can this go on? Suddenly, your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. Because you plundered many nations, now all the survivors will plunder you. We're taking our country back. We're taking all you stole back. We're taking our health back. We're taking it all back. We're plundering you, and you will be left trembling and helpless. You committed murder through the countryside. You filled the towns with violence. What sorrow awaits you who build big houses with money gained dishonestly. You believe your wealth will buy security, putting your family's nest beyond the reach of danger. But by the murders you committed, you've shamed your name and you've forfeited your very lives. The very stones in the walls cry out against you, and the beams echo the complaint. Amen. And what do y'all think about Habakkuk? Didn't Habakkuk know? How did Habakkuk know this? It's like 2,500 years ago. He was looking forward to this day. I'm telling you, this day is right now. When you see this popcorn, big old bag of popcorn, President Trump saying, just enjoy the show. They're going to be brought down one by one, exposed before all the world. When Fauci's wife, whatever he or she is flipping everybody off, you know. It's over. I love it. Here's the book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. That's the one where I decode Habakkuk and Joel and Zephaniah and Haggai. They're all talking about this. They're all telling us what was going to happen. It makes your soul just filled with joy and confidence with what is happening. Also Amos chapter 9, strike the tops of the temple columns so the foundations will shake, bring down the roof on the heads of the people below. It's talking about this intel community, 30% of these criminals in the intel community, bring this down on their heads, the whole corrupt disease temple down on their heads. It's going to be biblical. This is from Amos chapter 9. I'll kill with the sword those who survive. No one will escape. I hear it all the time. They're going to get away with it. Nothing's going to ever happen to them. I'm like, read the book of Amos. Read Amos. Read it. Look at this. Even if they dig down to the place of the dead, I'll reach down and pull them up. Even if they climb up into the heavens, I'll bring them down. Even if they hide at the very top of Mount Carmel, I will search them out and capture them. Even if they hide at the bottom of the ocean, I will send the sea serpent after them to bite them. That's my favorite verse in the whole Bible, I think. Even if they hide at the bottom of the ocean, I will send the sea serpent after them to bite them. The Lord will not let them escape. Do not doubt it. Don't doubt it 1 minute. That's in Amos chapter 9. Again, that's from the book Major Clues from Minor Prophets. And then this is, of course, our wonderful Revelation chapter 18. I just love it, love it, love it. It says, her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart, I'm Oxford comma, I'm Crossfire Hurricane, I'm Cambridge spelled crazy. I'm in the control, and we control the intel community, and we can get you 7 ways to Sunday, right? How many times has that gone over and over in our head? I'm a queen on my throne. I'm no helpless widow. I have no reason to mourn. Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day. Death and mourning and famine. She'll be completely consumed by fire, for the Lord God who judges her is mighty. Okay, what I want you guys to do right now, give me the thumbs up in the chat. Give me the thumbs up on this video if you believe that these people are going down. If you believe God's word, that these people are going down, hit the thumbs up. Give the Lord praise. I'm telling you that he is not going to leave one stone unturned. These people will regret what they have done. So that one's in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. That's my main book, the Decode of Revelation. This is the end times for them. End times for them and a golden age of 1,000 years for us. Oh, it makes them so mad. Makes them so mad that we're going to have the world filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea, and they will be in doom and mourning famine. This is the one major clues from Minor Prophets. If you haven't read them, check them out there. You can download, you can get the book on Amazon for $2.99. You can get the audiobook through Kindle or on melissaredpill.com. And you can also watch our whole video series where we go into And the whole video series where we go into chapter by chapter by chapter, video by video by video, on our study guide. Now, on both of them, the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, as well as the Major Clues from Minor Prophets, we have the study guides and the answer key. So you can go chapter by chapter, and you're going to just love it. It will give you so much confidence and peace and joy. Okay, I think that's everything. Is there anything else? Okay, that's that. That's that one. Okay, I think that's it. All right, I've got one more thing to show you. That's not it. That's for tomorrow. I've got so many things to show you tomorrow. So many good things to show you tomorrow. That's what I'm going to show you. Here's enjoy the show. Enjoy the big hair. Make hair great again. And we're going to pray. Okay. Just love it.
But look at this incredible growth. Incredible. My God. Everyone's talking about it. The best hair, maybe ever. Make hair great again.
I love it. The golden hair of the golden age. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that nothing can stop what is coming. This is your plan. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. And then you're going to make hair great again. You're going to make justice great again and peace great again and wealth great again and unity great again. Everything is going to be great again in this amazing golden age that you have promised to us. You promised that this day would come, and you promised that these people would be trembling and helpless. And thank you, Lord, that we have the eyes to see it, and you're helping us to enjoy the show and to eat the popcorn and to realize that this is the day we've been waiting for. Thank you so much, Lord. And again, we ask you to bless us. We ask you to bless us so that we can have this complete confidence and joy in your promises and in your word, and that we, so therefore, we'll be able to fight. Lord, help us. There's so much misinformation out there, so many things to get us all upset and tangled up and fear and dread. We are not going to fall victim to that at all. I pray every person on my who's listening to this will say amen in their hearts. Lord, no fear, no dread, not for us, only for them. We're not trembling and helpless. They are. And nothing that they attempt is going to happen. Nothing. The only thing that's going to happen is they will be held accountable for their crimes, and we will escape like a bird out of the cage. We're going to fly away free from these people finally. And I thank you, Lord, that everyone will know the truth, that we'll have unity just as you promised in your word. We'll have joy and unity, and everyone will know the truth. We won't have to tell someone to know the truth or to know the Lord. They'll all know, from the least to the greatest. There'll be no more deception like you promised in your word for 1,000 years. I pray for your strength on each one of us, that you would guide us and help us to feel your spirit leading us, just like you have me for Sally, to, and that she's doing so well. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you lead us by your spirit. As we just pray and ask, you and we listen, you guide us. Thank you, Lord. And that you are protecting us from all the tricks and the traps of the enemy. And I just pray your continued strength on all of the wonderful people in the battalion. Use us in a mighty way and help us to be to just stand firm with your armor on, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, with our belts, the belt of truth girded around our waist, all this truth, the helmet of salvation, that you are saving humanity and that you are using us to help save humanity, that we have all the armor on, and of course the shield of faith, that we can quench those fiery darts of the evil one that is trying to confuse us and destroy us and put us in fear. Lord, we are quenching all those fiery darts, and we're also know that we are using the sword of your word that keeps us in truth. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is truth, and no one can hurt your word. You have protected your word. No one could have written all these things all those years ago and have this happen except you. You, O Lord, we give you praise because you are the King of the world, and that you love us and you're rescuing humanity at the perfect, very perfect moment, just like you promised in your word you would do. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together. I've got so much to tell you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Don't forget to join with me at 11 a.m. If you have time today, I would really encourage you to go to freedomforce.live/health. /detox. This is why Sally is doing also the cancer page, freedomforce.live/cancer, and learn about how to detox, how to protect your cells with the super green juice, and to make your cells resilient, how you can do all of this to help. Let me go to the health page real quick. Watch the videos on each of these pages. It explains what to do to help protect your body. Sally did not take any of their evil drugs. She didn't take any of their chemo. She didn't take any of that. She's doing health treatments to make her body resilient against cancer. And that's what works. That's what works. It's amazing. Wonderful doctors who have been pushed down for far too long. The truth has been pushed down. It's time for us to know the truth, protect our lives. And thank you, Lord, for this silver. Just wonderful. You guys check this out. I'm so thankful for all these, the probiotics, how to detox, the CD, which I'm not going to even talk about, how to get this foreign protein cleanse. Check all of this out on the health page, freedomforce.live/health. And I'm going to go. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget at, where's the video? I'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Okay, guys, I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.